Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Have you heard about the great news at GoBob Pipe? GoBob, you know, famous for cattle feeders, panels, trailers, fences, and a whole lot more. GoBob is giving away a weekly prize to members of the GoBob Preferred Club. Over $25,000 in GoBob products are given away every year. And there's a lucky winner every week. Just go to GoBobPipe.com, become a member of the GoBob Preferred Club. You'll get advance notice of sales, you'll get announcements of members-only discounts, you'll get advance notice of the newest products, and many times, you can save thousands of dollars on brand new GoBob products. Here's all you have to do. Go to GoBobPipe.com, click on the Preferred Club sign, then fill out the form, and you're in. You, too, can become a GoBob Preferred Club member and get in on all the savings and the winnings. $25,000 in GoBob products are given away every year. Don't miss next week's drawing. Sign up today. GoBobPipe.com.
Well, hog futures seem likely to open moderately higher this morning, boosted by spillover buying and constructive fundamentals. Look for the cattle complex to begin with mixed price action tied to a combination of residual selling interest and late-week short covering. Now, lower bids were successful in generating some moderate movement in parts of the north as well as the south. Yesterday, we did see about $112 trade in our part of the country. Both sides will want to find a way to move more cattle today. We thought the advance in last week's cash hog trade would be a tough act to follow, but this week's headstrong trade has been up to the task in spades. While pork processing margins have narrowed some this week, decent appreciation in carcass value has offset a good deal of the rising cost of live inventory. If the Saturday kill totals about 240,000 head tomorrow, the weekly total should be around 2.4 million. Expect lean hog contracts to be again moderately higher this morning, supported by bullish momentum and improving late-year fundamentals. Well, on the grain, soybeans tumbled yesterday to close at a one-week low following lower Asian markets and talk that President-elect Trump may relax biofuel use requirements. Corn moved lower amid weakness in the ethanol markets. The three wheat markets posted modest gains after the latest drought monitor increased the amount of U.S. wheat in drought areas. Now, the wheat markets didn't finish higher, with winter wheat recovering from some contract lows yesterday. On Wednesday, the weekly export sales were better than expected and topped the pace needed to meet USDA's annual forecast. Also, forecasts keep dry weather in the southern plains. Corn closed about 4 cents lower yesterday, with the actively traded March holding above the 20-day moving average. Ethanol futures were a little lower after Trump selected Scott Pruitt to head the EPA. Pruitt is said to be a skeptic of climate change, which has raised talk he may ease the rules for biofuel use. We're going to have a complete check of all your futures coming up when we come back in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's the new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
On our cattle futures, December live cattle down 32 yesterday at 109.05. February was down 12 at 110.65. January feeder cattle down 37, 126.60. And March down 65 at 123.15. February hogs up 107, 60.82. April's up 57 at 66.35. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March up 4 3/4 at 404 3/4. May was up 4.5, 416 1/4. Chicago wheat, March up 7 1/4 at 408 1/4. And the May up 6 1/4 at 418 3/4. March corn up down 4.5, 353 1/2. May was down 4.5 at 360 1/4. January soybeans down 22 cents yesterday, 1027. And March down 21 3/4 at 1037 3/4. March cotton down 15, 71.27. May's down 15 at 71.54. The crude oil from January, that is, up 29, 51.13. And February up 25, 52.13. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.